Yes, well, a very warm welcome to Restart, episode 48. Restart is a very dangerous and useful virus that, when it enters people's minds, it changes them. It changes them. That's why I told you that you don't need to do anything. You, meaning the listeners of Restart, meaning the dear common people who are special, and if they weren't special, they couldn't listen to a program like this. I mean, what idiot leaves sex and porn films and Indian films and American films and foreign and Hollywood films and music and game shows to come and sit and listen to a program like this for 50, 45 minutes, unless he's special, unless he's a different kind of person, and unless he is truly seeking to understand. And for this very reason, someone can only seek to understand if they are a person of understanding. This is the most important point. When Restart enters your brain, it transforms you. Right off the bat, Restart causes the person who is listening to be divided into two parts. Number one, the impure essence, meaning when he listens to Restart, he gets angry, he loses it, he curses, he hurls insults, he uses all his strength to shut Restart down, just as they've been trying to shut it down for 4 months now. He uses all his strength. This essence, in other words, is a bastard or an impure essence, which becomes clear from the very beginning. There's no need to he himself understands. The second group are the other people who are listening to Restart, and their essence is pure, which is the case for many Iranians right now. Otherwise, a program like this, where you and I are searching for the perfect human to find him, could not be broadcast. Such a thing couldn't happen. The second group are those who listen to this program and become Restartees. They become Restartees whether they want to or not. To give a simple example, a milk, according to the milk, a large bowl of milk, a large bucket of milk. When you add the yogurt starter to it, the milk doesn't realize it's being restarted. It doesn't know it's becoming yogurt. After a while, the entire milk turns into yogurt. This process and this virus are very important. Over there, they put bacteria in. It turns the milk into yogurt. The Restart program is, in essence, that important starter, the valley of the quest. Now imagine if you and I find the perfect human, then what kind of starter will he inject into our being, into our soul, so that without you even realizing, you and I travel through the valleys and reach high stations. This is a very important point. I am not a part of or a member of any group or religion or any of these things. I love them all. I love all the proponents of the unity of being. Now, the fact that the Islamic Republic is trying to create division is logical. These 14 to 15 million dervishes inside Iran must not unite. This is the first lesson that the Islamic Republic knows well. The important thing is that you, the proponents of the unity of being, whoever you are, with whatever worldview you have, stand united behind one another. In any case, so when you promote Restart, it spreads. This damn virus gets inside you. So send it, give it, send it. You don't have to do anything at all. Not a single thing. I don't even need you to do anything. We must change ourselves. Society changes with Restart. It listens, it understands, and without even realizing it itself, it becomes a Restartee in the Valley of the Quest. And for this reason, unconsciously, the magnetic field, the energies of the universe, move towards Iran. And for this very reason, one of the ways you can rule a country with a dictatorship, the first thing you must do is to make the people hopeless. To say, sir, it's out of our hands. They're all sons of bitches. They're all thieves. There's nothing we can do anymore. We're just... This is the worst kind of negative thinking and negative attitude. But now, even if they use all their strength, when Restart is being broadcast, it unconsciously acts like a lens, exactly like a magnifying glass that focuses the sun's rays, and in short, that paper catches fire. Whether you like it or not, it just needs to shift a little bit to spread. This program is creating that shift for you and for me. The things said in this program belong to Rumi, man, not to Hosseini, for Hosseini to give a theory or a practical guide. Mr. Hosseini, how do you say these things? Let it go, man, these jokes. What's all this? This program belongs to Rumi, to Saadi, to Hafez. The sources for these words. Now today, because someone made a fuss, now I'm forced, before I start the program, to read this poem by Saadi so he understands that it's okay. Anyone who asks a question, anyone who comes to my Facebook page, my Instagram, and asks a question, it means they have entered the valley of the quest. It's that same milk, it hasn't realized the yogurt starter has been mixed into it, but that's okay. The term making a fuss is also logical in this program. Making a fuss is forbidden. Don't speak so that the spirit may speak for you. Don't utter a sound, man. You must not utter a sound. So be silent and listen. All the words in this program belong to Rumi. I haven't said anything from myself so far. But because the world doesn't want these words that lie behind the curtain of Rumi, Attar, Saadi and Hafez and the like to come out, after 700 years a program is being broadcast that is showing what's behind this curtain and it has caused all this noise. Well, Restart has reached millions. It's logical to reach these millions with 48 episodes. It's a joke, sir, a joke. In this era when everyone is chasing after their miserable lives and making a living and making money, or at best pleasure and having fun, a world full of technology, it's a joke, son, for a program like this to come out of 50,000 programs and blow up. There are very deep points in Restart, and it's a way of thinking. Okay. God willing, this has happened for a reason. I want to read Saadi's poem so you know, my dear sir, that this is no joke at all. This program is, it's me, my own self. Now I want to read up to 5 lines to get this point across with that couplet. Look, what does Saadi say other than restart, you senseless, ignorant, dim-witted fool? First of all, dear Restarty listeners, thank you for your time. Please, if you haven't listened to the Shah Ismail Safavi program, listen to it. It is necessary and obligatory for you. You absolutely must listen. Absolutely. You dim-witted fool, you little clown, who for yourself, I don't know what you put on, you grow a beard, you think a beard solves it. Is everyone in the afterlife bearded? First of all, where did you see that the Huris like beards? These are always questions in the afterlife. The Huri is a woman. She has to like your face. You don't know these things. You've just made something up for yourself. You've made a sex film for yourself, and you keep it going. Idiot, listen. I'm reading from Saadi. Saadi, I'll read 5 couplets now. Saadi is speaking. Ghazal 13 from the Divan of Saadi's poems. Idiot, Saadi, heh? Don't make a fuss. Now, if you're all scared, it's none of my business. Saadi, Saadi is pulling the flush chain and you're getting upset. Why are you scared now? Because for 700 years the little mullahs have been stuffing it into your brain. You don't want to understand. You don't want to. Jamie says, I am happy that I am neither Sunni nor Shia. What does that mean? It means the Sunni and Shia religions are ridiculous. Am I saying that? Number I'll read. Oh, if I were to see my beloved's face again, I would thank my Creator until the day of judgment. He says, if I see my own beloved's face, if I see this face of my own beloved again, not that you bring it for me to see, or I see it in a dream, but that it suddenly appears for me to see, if the perfect human wants to give a command, it's not on paper or these things, they exist, and he comes through the door and the wall to give his command. He comes into your dream, gives the command directly. What a sight to see. Saadi says, if I see this just one more time in a dream, just one more time, until judgment day, not for these 50 years, I would thank my Creator. People care for the feelings of strangers, while our friends torment their own beloved. Meaning, we worship strangers and have forgotten our own beloved. Now I'm just reading this along because I want to get to that one couplet, 2 couplets. The decision is yours, whether for war or for peace. We have struck the pen through our own will. Whatever command you give, Mr. Perfect Human, whatever you say, we obey. We have no will. we don't even have that debate anymore. Whether you say war or you say peace, whether we attack or we stay silent, whether we sit at home like Aristotle or we roam the world like Sayadi. If you seek well-being, do not look upon the face of the beautiful. And if you do, bid farewell to your sleep and peace. Here he scares the Restartes. He says, you want well-being? If you seek well-being, do not look upon the face of the beautiful. If you're after money and position and power and love affairs and chasing girls and bootleg liquor and all that, or prayers and fasting and ridiculous religious taxes without the permission of the perfect human, he says, if you're after this and you want well-being, sir, sit in your place. He says, if you seek well-being, do not look upon the face of the beautiful. Don't look. Don't go after Restart. Don't seek to understand, you clown. Sit and watch your TV series. Why do you have this anxiety to listen to this program? Don't do it. Don't do this. A direct order from the great Sheikh, Sheikh Ajal Saadi, the great Sufi. If you seek well-being, do not look upon the face of the beautiful. And if you do, bid farewell to your sleep and peace. If you become a Restartee and want to pursue it, it's a hard road. Say goodbye to sleep and peace. They will make your life miserable. This virus is not a virus that's after these 40, 50 years in your virtual computer life between your zeros and ones, which we want to explain today. The Valley of Unity will understand. Number. He's made it pleasant. I'm here. Hosseini is here. Number here. It will screw you over. Here, they buy the heartbroken and the weary-bodied, not just any clown. Kid, don't you meddle in the business of the person next to you. Even when you find the perfect human, you have no right to meddle in the affairs of the Restartee next to you. It's none of your business what the person next to you is doing. It's only you. You. Your own ass is getting kicked. Even in the worldviews of the perfect humans throughout history, they used to say if a perfect human says something in one place, it is only relevant to that place. It's not relevant anywhere else at all. A Restartee cannot give an opinion to another Restartee. He says, don't look at Salman. Abu Dhar and Salman, what Salman understood, if Abu Dhar understood it, he would kill Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Not that he would try to catch him in a mistake, not that he would grumble, not that he would act coy, he would kill him. Even meddling among Restartees later on, you should know and be careful. You absolutely cannot meddle in anyone's business, only yourself. Lower your gaze into your own collar. Here it's only you, the Father, whatever. Within you, the Moses within you, everything is within you, you and your own father. The real opposition is you. That's why first, Hosseini's opposition must be fixed. The filth inside Hosseini must come out so he can move towards the perfect human. For this reason, even if you want to change the world's regime, you must first change yourself. Restart does this. It changes you so simply that you don't even notice. When you've become yogurt, your status is clear. Your story is different. If you seek well-being, if you seek well-being, do not look upon the face of the beautiful. And if you do, bid farewell to your sleep and peace. The Zoroastrian, the Christian, and the Muslim, each in their own religion, have a Qibla, and we have our own beautiful idol. Saadi says, you idiot! I don't want to say this to all the Basijis, the IRGC, because they will all become Restart listeners soon. It's not in your hands. When Restart spreads, it's a contagion that pulls everyone into its path. It's no joke. Restart should not have been broadcast. With every passing week, its depth increases. Saadi keeps pushing you into the mire until your hands and feet are locked. Like quicksand, it pulls you in, holds you there. Restart means you and I are annihilated. Pay attention. He says Geber and Tursa, meaning Zoroastrian. Nowadays they might say Gaba. Previously they said Zoroastrian or whatever. It's not important now. This word Gaba is misunderstood. Their way of thinking is no different. When Saadi is motherfucking the Muslim, motherfucking the Christian, he's definitely motherfucking the Zoroastrian too. What difference does it make to him? He says the Gaber and Tresa and Mr. Basiji Muslim, each in their own religion, has a Qibla. He clearly says Muslim, meaning Shia and Sunni. He says the Zoroastrian, the Christian, and the Muslim, each in their own religion, have a Qibla, and we have our own beautiful idol. Our Qibla is not like theirs, sir. We are on a different line, so for God's sake, don't say it. Don't write on Wikipedia that I am Sunni, I am Shia, I am Muslim, I am Christian. For the love of God, don't. The Zoroastrian, Geber, the Christian, a Teresa, and the Muslim, each in their own religion, have a Qibla, and we have our own beautiful idol, Zibangar, Khuishra. We don't have those. We are not after those at all. This is Sadi. If he had said the Gabra and the Tarsa and the Christian and I don't know, the Gabra and the Tarsa and so, it would have been logical. He's talking to you, the Muslim, he's telling you, he's saying these people who always killed the perfect humans, it was these very Muslims. The Muslims were the most dishonorable type of thinking. The Christians are great, you, but they say that the actions of the ISIS people, the actions of Allah, 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 the network said idiot, where man in the Middle Ages, by God, as dishonorable as we Muslims were, I swear to God the Christians were not. By God they were not. Truly, 1/10, I'm not saying 1/10, yes, even if they were 1/2, they were not this filthy. Look, the Jews were not this filthy when they formed a religious state. They were not as filthy as we were. We were just this filthy, and this Russia and Putin and their lot. Now friends say, well, I haven't read the rest, I just want to read this. Friends say, Sadi, why did you give your heart to love? Why, Sadi, did you go down this path of restart? Why did you go after that beautiful one? Friends say, Sadi, why did you give your heart to love? So that you lessened your dignity among the people. Ever since you started chasing this beautiful one, the Shia and Sunni scholars don't respect you anymore. The money and position and post on the pulpit, people curse you too, not just thousands and thousands of other people. Didn't they kill Halaj? Sadi. Friends say, Sadi, why did you give your heart to love so that you lessened your dignity among the people? We have seen our own well-being in destitution. Let everyone see their own interest in their own affairs. Go mind your own business. We saw our own well-being in this destitution and in this poverty and in being a restart listener and in searching for that beautiful one. Whatever you want to do, do it. This is clearly saying, I am not a Muslim. I read the couplets so that we must understand. Ghazal 13, Divan of Poems, Ghazals of Sa'di. Sa'di, a great man. We don't have anyone greater than our Sa'di. I don't have the things. We don't have them anymore. The point I wanted to make to you, okay, we have to go to our valley that we want to explain, and our television, let me tell you the frequency, we changed the first two frequencies, jamming, then one person really did us a service, gave us a good deal, and helped a lot. We really need to be broadcast on 5 networks. I told you last time, it requires big money. Now I'll post the bank account so you can help, but really with this kind of jamming and all this, it's very difficult, and they are using all their strength to, really, we don't have a million strong opposition outside the country that the Islamic Republic has a problem with, except for this restart. There are 2 or 3, we don't want to lie, they've crushed everything. We have nothing outside, nothing inside either, but we don't have any other position. This is the only one. They will use their strength to take this down too. It doesn't matter. We have seen our own well-being in destitution, man. It doesn't matter. Do whatever the hell you want to do. The important, well, and for this reason, it probably wasn't that important to us anymore. Now, if it gets cut off, we have our app that you can download from Google Play and the Apple App Store, and it's on Telegram. It's on Instagram too. Showman Man and Hosseini TV, our Instagram is also Hosseini TV, and on Facebook, if you search Hosseini TV, it will show up. We're moving on to a little more explanation about the perfect human, because a question from one of the friends is very important and related to this program. In this part, it's the Valley of Unity. What is the difference between a prophet and... that you people say that these messengers, the great ones of firm resolve, like Abraham, meaning the same as Zoroaster. In your view, we have Zoroaster, and in your view, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and Noah, five of them. Some say Adam himself is one too. In truth, it's not logical, because Adam existed, there was only one other person. With only two people, a messenger of that level wasn't needed. In this, all the other noble ones throughout history, these 60,000 years, all of them, you had 124,000 prophets. The rest of them were prophets and messengers. Their ranks are all different from each other. Their ranks are not similar. In these valleys, each one has gone much stronger into one specific valley, but is the saint higher than, as I said last week, or the prophet, definitely the guide. For you to understand the subject, let me explain it simply. Look, the perfect human, the prophet or messenger, is not the choice of the people. It is a selection from a being named Hua. Now, whatever name you have for it, nature, the universe, whatever you call it, there is a being named Hua that we don't know what it is. The people of the world, the ants, the donkeys, the dogs, the cows, the angels, Gabriel, no one knows what it is. Right now, in my station, tomorrow morning I'll call you with a phone, give you two codes, and you'll go to the station of Gabriel. You'll wake up as Gabriel. We'll go there and he'll say, Hosseini, by God, I still haven't understood either. I understand more completely than you, but I don't understand completely. All the beings of the universe were in love with the idea of being able to see that God, meaning Hua, you call him God, to see that Hua, which is Ahad, not one, Ahad, to see it. The amount of light and power of that being was so strong that whoever saw it would die. Not just die, would become non-existent, everything about them would end, not with the body, not with your body and mine, even for the soul. It's problematic. Meaning I put the bodies aside, the soul comes up, it's problematic. The light of this being must be refined, it must be sent down, it must descend, it must be faded, it must be adapted, for a light named Hua to be adapted so that I can understand, a donkey can understand, an ant can understand, a galaxy can understand, a black hole can understand, for this Hua to be understood, only one person in the universe can adapt the light of this Hua and turn it into Allah for you to see. It's that simple, meaning Hua must go into a channel and come out of this channel. This channel adapts it. It has a device called a telescope inside it, a microscope inside it. Then, because Hua has been breathed into him and into you and me, don't make a mistake. Hua has been breathed into me. That's why suicide or killing any human, you'll have to deal with the honorable scribes, Kremel Katibin. They will screw you over. Why? Because life is in the hands of the perfect human. Life is in the hands of that beautiful one. You and I cannot take a life. This is very important, so that we know even the life of Mecca. We go to Mecca, for example, you and I understand nothing of Mecca. These idiots in that same Mecca, which they call a safe haven, they kill people there. What's interesting to me is you can't, a mosquito lands on your leg, you can't kill it. This is exactly what he's talking about for those 2 minutes. Mecca is an example, the Kaaba that Zoroaster built, it's for a simple example for you and me to understand. Why? Because Zoroaster can't make everything understood. He came in his own spiritual journeys. A command was given to build something. From the descendants of Zoroaster came Muhammad ibn Abdullah later, who many thought that the Jews in his refuge with the Muslims, they quickly thought he was from their own family. Then they realized, no, he is from the family of Zoroaster, and the issue got worse. If he had gone the other way, the whole reason for killing Hussein was over this. They said Hussein is a foreigner. A foreigner. This word foreigner means he's from the outside. He's not one of us. He's not an Arab. Although Arabs are lovable, they had many good people, and especially the Arabs of Iran are excellent. But let's put racism aside. What I mean is, anyway, it enters a being, and this being is called the perfect human. Now this being, the perfect human, has only two faces. One way, one side of it faces only Hua. They call this side guide, meaning the guide. This is the Imam of the time, this is the perfect human, this is the Murshid, the elder, the target, this is it. This face, one face is towards Hua, its other face is towards the beings of the universe, which includes humanity. The face that is towards God, they call it the guide. The face that is towards humanity, they call it the prophet, meaning his face must be towards God to receive and then give the news to the people. So this first one that is towards God, like the moon towards the sun, becomes moonlight for you and me. The first one, meaning the light on the face of the perfect human that is towards God, is much greater and more powerful than the prophet. That's obvious, because here it's been adapted, it has descended, it must be transformed so you can understand. If it's not transformed, you won't understand. For example, you and I, these are things that exist in science. It's in science now that it's clear, and only that one person and the religion of that perfect human is only restart, no other religion. He believes that thus, in every age, a saint is standing, the test is continuous until the resurrection. Let's go to the Valley of Unity as well. It was a point you definitely needed to know, so your view wouldn't be problematic. Okay. After this, the Valley of Unity comes to you. The station of separation and abstraction comes to you. When faces turn away from this desert, they all raise their heads from a single collar. Whether you see many numbers or few, that one on this path is within the one. Since many ones are perpetually within the one, that one within the one is one in totality. If you read one with the wrong intonation, you won't get the point. This is the accent I explained. Since many ones are perpetually within the one, chon basi bashar yek andar yek madam, here you must understand mathematics, that one within the one is one in totality, anik andariyak yaki bashat tamam. Now what does this mean? Here the esteemed Mr. Attar uses a very interesting analogy for Hua. He says one times one equals one. Now multiply one by one again, it becomes one. He says multiply one by one 150 billion times, what's the answer? They say one. He says, this is what they call Ahad. One is Wahid. I say one is Wahid. One times one becomes Ahad. If you multiply one by itself 5 million times, it still becomes one. It's not about the number of times one is multiplied by one. The answer is one. What's the problem with one? The problem with one is that it is a who, that whatever it enters, it becomes that thing itself. It's very simple. I'm turning math into plain language. What is the difference between one and other numbers? The difference is that because the mystics put this out, the people of Sufism and such put this material out so that we can understand it in the language of mathematics. You who now go on about computers, computer, you idiot. Until you understand this, you can't. Until the one who brought forth the one. Tell me the scientist. If the mystics hadn't brought forth the one, what would you have understood at all to base your computer on zero and one? What would you have understood at all? Really, so much. We don't have a circle, it's this shape, but it can be like this. A hyperbola is this, a pyramid is like this, so that things don't decay here. Pythagoras brought it forth, the great mystics, the great Sufis brought it forth. The Plato's over there, the Hippocrates on that side brought it forth, the Galen's on that side brought it forth. In medicine, in physics, in chemistry, in mathematics, every action has a reaction. A verse from Razi, this Ayatollah brought it forth. You know, what are you talking about? This stuff doesn't even occur to any idiot's brain. What's the difference between one and zero? This is very interesting. One times 100 becomes a one becomes 100, meaning Hua is a being that enters 100, but the answer is the 100 itself. The 100 doesn't realize it's inside it. This is that same milk that doesn't realize the starter was added to it and it became yogurt. One times a cow is a cow, one times a donkey is a donkey, one times 155 billion is 155 billion, without the beings of the universe understanding that one was multiplied into them, the answer is themselves, meaning while preserving their own essence in the universe, they move towards perfection and move upwards. They are from above, and to the above they are going in Sufism. That one means this one, that whatever it is multiplied by, it becomes that thing, but it doesn't realize it.
Okay, what is this one that when multiplied by something, it becomes that thing itself? Why does no change occur in it? Something was multiplied into it. We multiplied 100 by 1, it's 1. Something was in it. This is the same thing they call Hua, which is not 1. Why? Because this one multiplied by any being in the system is a unit, meaning in essence, it's a quark, a particle that after it grows, you understand what kind of being it is. Meaning, in all the beings of the universe, this quark named Hu has been given, but when summer comes, you see, oh, the name of this is watermelon. Watermelon doesn't grow in winter, for instance. I'm giving an example. Oh, this leaf, the leaf on the tree is different from the leaf next to it. Both have been multiplied by one. One is long, one is crooked, one is small. They're not very similar either. Each human has a fingerprint, but there are so many fingerprints. No, each person has one. The one has been multiplied into them. Their fingerprint is their own, not like any other. This is an example I'm giving so that, see, this is what they call it. So one times one, even if you do this 5 and 5 billion times, the answer will be the same. But multiplying by two is not like this. Multiplying by minus one is not like this. Multiplying by zero becomes zero, meaning that same black hole that I explained. So the perfect human is zero, it's a point. Who is one? Whatever comes to the perfect human, what does a black hole mean? We also have white holes. Now I'll say it in literary terms. A black hole, when a star is destroyed, a galaxy, anything, a black hole is created. When it is destroyed, it becomes like a funnel, and it has no more than two states. Either the bottom of the funnel is closed, or the bottom of the funnel is open. I'm explaining the physics in layman's terms. This black hole, now if it's the size of a lentil, it doesn't matter what it is, when it ends, is destroyed. It has no more than two states. Either its bottom is open or its bottom is closed. If its bottom is closed and it doesn't have much movement, they call it a black hole, meaning its magnetic field is so high that it pulls you in. Anything that passes by it, it sucks it in. What is a white hole? A white hole is a place where this same funnel exists. That one is finished. This same funnel exists, but its top is open. They don't call it a white hole anymore, they call it a time tunnel. A time tunnel is this, meaning black holes whose ends are open, meaning you can travel 25 billion light years in the span of 2 seconds if you pass through this hole, meaning it pulls you in and spits you out the other side. They call it a white hole. If we build a machine that can enter these white holes and it pulls us in and spits us out the other hole, we go to another world, just like that. Attar's valleys are white holes that take you, crush you, train you, build your statue, and spit something out of that back hole, sending you into the next valley. I was saying this so you know that, and so they know about the time tunnel too. So can I go from here to the other side of the world in less than a second instead of using all this gasoline? Yes. In the old days, to send a letter to my mom in Italy, you had to buy a donkey, buy a horse, send two people to bring the letter. Now its name is text message man. In less than a second, the same route, the letter arrives, if the goal is the letter. The reason these shuttles and things, because you and I are not educated, we are seeking knowledge. Then we want to stay, so there's a solution. It has to use gasoline. These idiots go to space, go up here to see the other side of the world. But text messages exist because they are in the hands of the people of Sufism. It's like a text message. It's nothing else. It's like an email. In 1 second, right where he's sitting, he passes through the white hole, and the next, he's crossed 25 billion light years. How are you going to understand this? How are you going to see it? 45 years ago, 100 years ago, what idiot would have believed that a letter from mommy would reach my hands in 1 second? What donkey would have thought such a thing? What idiot thought that 100 years ago they'd call you from Italy and Mom's voice would reach me in Japan? What idiot thought that? But even now they say, "Sir, what does that mean?" It's logical. For this reason, know that text messages, phone calls, there are phone numbers, there are codes that the perfect humans and Sufis throughout history have. When you reach that station, they have them. They have to give them. Your mom also gives this code. My mom also gives it to the essence that comes inside her. It becomes the name of man and mother. The child must have this code to be created. That beautiful one is giving him this code. He cannot not give it. If he doesn't give it, you can't have a child. You have to go into that womb and that action and that way and that method for you to see something. This text message and these codes, all these noble ones have them, and it's clear. Okay. It is not that one that this Ahad comes to you from that one that comes to you in number. Since it is beyond Ahad and this is beyond number. In the Valley of Unity, disregard eternity past and eternity future. He says the Valley of Unity is a valley where even one is set aside. He says since it is beyond one, so he says in the Valley of Unity you understand a subject that is outside of one, and this is outside of number, meaning it's outside of one. It's outside of both unite and one. Disregard eternity past. Let it go. Eternity past, we generally only know two or three things. Eternity past, eternity future. What else do we know? Eternity past, go into eternity future. He says, disregard eternity past and eternity future. A person reaches a place in the Valley of Unity where they lose eternity past and eternity future, meaning the entire universe becomes still. There is no more time in it. Eternity past and eternity future are born of time. The very phrase 6 times 6, you have to give your brain time, a billionth of a second, to give the answer. Every measure has a time. Time is screwing the world over. Meaning, let's see. So a dimension, what is our dimension? If it were three-dimensional, it was mostly known. Now a fourth dimension has come and changed the world. Now if a fifth dimension comes, it will destroy everything. It becomes a contradiction. Like the messenger. What does a messenger mean? A messenger is someone who comes and throws the religious laws of the person before him into the trash can, rips them out. There have only been 5 or 6 real messengers in the world because religious law, I don't want to get into it now. You'll get paranoid again and drive us crazy in the system. Time is creating and messing us up. He says that place is where there is no more eternity past nor eternity future, meaning time is removed, everything becomes silent, it stops. Only the true movements are seen, not the real ones anymore. When eternity past is lost, eternity future is also eternal. For both, nothingness remains in between. Eternity past is lost, eternity future is also eternal. For both, nothingness remains in between. In nothingness, what is? What does it do? Since all was nothingness, this all is nothingness. What were the two origins but the complexity of all this? Nothingness must be this all of nothingness, that the two origins must be but the complexity of this all. It's another valley. Our time is up. I bid you farewell. The valley is like this anyway. The good thing about the restart program is that you and I understand, we understand the perfect human. We must find him. We must comprehend him. It's not about a name and family name. Because when you assume Hosseini is the perfect human, well, what does that mean? Which of my faces is towards the above? Which of my faces is towards humanity? Which part of my body is the prophet? Which part of my body is the saint, as you say, the imam of the time, the Christ, and that which belongs to Christ? Whatever the Christians have understood until now, they have understood nothing of Christ. They must admit that we are ignorant and idiotic in the face of Christ. They have to say this, because Christ was not at all like what they understood. From Christ, they understood long hair and 2 nails, all of these in this world. They've crucified Christ another 50,000 times. We keep striking him. We keep striking him. He is always there. He is always there in history. Now, whether they struck him or not, every idiot has struck Christ. If you understand, everything is solved. So the path of salvation for the Christians, for Christianity, is Christ. Truly. I confirm it too. He is truly a model, but he cannot be understood. To understand him, you have to see who he is on today, one of whose faces is towards God, Hua, and one face is towards you, the prophet. And that is only one. Scientifically, it cannot be more than one. He adapts the light of Hu into Allah, and that perfect human is your Buddha, your Imam of the time, your Christ, your Moses. It is he, it is he, it is he, and only he. I entrust you to him. Until the next program, farewell.